All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, text 27 and 28. Chapter is entitled Pure Devotional Service Surpasses Knowledge and Detachment. Jata Shraddho Matkathasu Nirvinna Sarva Karmasu Veda Dukkhatmakan Kaman Parityago Apyanishwaraha. Jata Shraddho Matkathasu Nirvinna Sarva Karmasu Veda Dukkhatmakan Kaman Parityage Apyanishwaraha. Jata Shraddho Matkathasu Nirvinna Sarva Karmasu Veda Dukkhatmakan Kaman Parityage Apyanishwaraha. Jata, one who has awakened, Shraddha, faith, Matkathasu, in the description of my glories, Nirvinnaha, disgusted, Sarva, with all, Karmasu, activities, Veda, he knows, Dukkha, misery, Atmakan, constituted of, Kaman, all types of sense gratification, Parityage, in the process of renouncing, Api, although, Anishwaraha, unable. So we'll recite the next verse. Tato bhajet mam pritaha shraddhalur drirnishchayaha yushamanascha tan kaman dukho darkam shagarahyan. This is the next verse. Tataha, due to such faith, bhajet, he should worship, mam, me, pritaha, remaining happy, shraddhaluhu, being faithful, dridha, resolute, nishchayaha, conviction, Jushamanaha, engaging in, cha, also, tan, that, kaman, sense gratification, dukkha, misery, udarkan, leading to, cha, also, garhayan, repenting of. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Having awakened faith in the narration of my glories, being disgusted with all material activities, knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery, but still being unable to renounce all sense enjoyment, my devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. Even though he is sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment, my devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents such activities. Purport. It's a very long purport. We'll just read two paragraphs. The beginning stage of pure devotional service is described here by the Lord. A sincere devotee has practically seen that all material activities lead only to sense gratification, and all sense gratification leads only to misery. Thus a devotee's sincere desire is to engage 24 hours a day in the loving service of Lord Krishna without any personal motivation. The devotee sincerely desires to be established in his constitutional position as the Lord's eternal servitor, and he prays to the Lord to elevate him to this exalted position. The word Anishwara indicates that because of one's past sinful activities and bad habits, one may not immediately be able to completely extinguish the enjoying spirit. The Lord here engages such a devotee not to be overly depressed or morose, but to remain enthusiastic and to go on with his loving service. The word Nirvinna indicates that a sincere devotee, although somewhat entangled in the remnants of sense gratification, is completely disgusted with material life and under no circumstances willingly commits sinful activities. In fact, he avoids every kind of materialistic activity. The word Kaman basically refers to sex attraction and its byproducts in the form of children, home, and so forth. Within the material world, the sex impulse is so strong that even a sincere candidate in the loving service of the Lord may sometimes be disturbed by sex attraction or by lingering attachments for wife and children. A pure devotee certainly feels spiritual affection for all living entities, including the so-called wife and children, but he knows that material bodily attraction leads to no good, for it simply entangles one and one's so-called relatives in a miserable chain reaction of fruitive activities. The word Dhrida Nishchaya, steadfast conviction, indicates that in any circumstance a devotee is completely determined to go on with his prescribed duties for Krishna. Thus he thinks, by my previous shameful life, my heart is polluted with many illusory attachments. Personally, I have no power to stop them. Only Lord Krishna within my heart can remove such inauspicious contamination. But whether the Lord removes such attachments immediately or lets me go on being baffled, being afflicted by them, I will never give up my devotional service to Him. Even if the Lord places millions of obstacles in my path, and even if, because of my offenses, I go to hell, I will never for a moment stop serving Krishna. I am not interested in mental speculation and fruitive activities. Even if Lord Brahma personally comes before me, offering such engagements, I will not be even slightly interested. Although I am attached to material things, I can see very clearly that they lead to no good because they simply give me trouble and disturb my devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, I sincerely repent my foolish attachments to so many material things, and I am patiently awaiting Lord Krishna's mercy. Omajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuron militam yena tasmay shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome everyone to morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are discussing from 11th canto, chapter 20, entitled Pure Devotional Service Surpasses Knowledge and Attachment. So this verse is a very, very hope-giving verse in which Lord Krishna is personally acknowledging the struggles of a sadhaka. Because when we come to Krishna consciousness and after starting our bhajan kriya, then the biggest stage of anarth nivritti comes, and when a devotee is faced through so many obstacles, so many anarthas, then in the process of anarth nivritti, sometimes the devotee may become little discouraged, thinking that whether Krishna is aware how much I am struggling, taking out time out of my daily life, trying to dedicate so much of my hard-earned money, time, energy to serve Krishna, practice devotional service. Is Krishna aware of what I am going through? What are my struggles? So in this verse of Bhagavatam, very famous verse, Krishna is acknowledging our struggles. Krishna is acknowledging the struggle which a struggling sadhaka goes through while is in the process of anartha nivritti. So this is the verse which gives us hope that if we continue practicing Krishna consciousness with all our sincerity and efforts, then of course Krishna will show mercy and Krishna is acknowledging our hard work. So this will be our theme of discussion today, that how we should be hopeful always, and we'll see how we should keep faith in three things: faith in mercy of Krishna, faith in mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and faith in mercy of the devotees of the Lord. So we have to struggle till the last breath of our life, and there is no exception to that. You know, as Narad Muni tells in his own pastime, his own past birth in first canto, where he is describing after he left his world, after his mother left his world, this world, and he went to forest and he was doing tapasya. Then he saw darshan of Lord Vishnu. So he's describing Namani Anantasya Hatat Tarpa Patan Guhyani Bhadrayani Kriyani Kritani Chasmaran Gam Paryatam Tusht Mana Gatasprih Kalam Pratikshan Vimado Vimatsarah. So in this he's saying Namani Anantasya, I was engaged in glorifying the names of unlimited Lord Ananta, and Guhyani Bhadrani Kritani, all these names of the Lord, they are all auspicious. And when I chanted these names, Tushtmana, with a satisfied heart, Gatasprihah, all my sense gratificatory desires were gone. Then, although Narad Muni had reached the stage of pure devotion, but still what he was doing? Kalam Pratikshan. He was just patiently waiting for the time to come when Krishna, Lord Vishnu, will himself come and he'll be delivered. So in the purport to this verse, Prabhupada writes, the life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in a nutshell by Narad Muni by his personal example. So this is the life of a sadhaka, that when we are going through our bhajan kriya, anartha nivritti process, we have to tolerate, be hopeful till the last breath of our life. So we have to have that faith in the omnipotence of the Lord rather than having that faith in our own abilities. So we can have doubt in our abilities, but we should not have doubt in the omnipotence of the Lord. So in Ishopanishad also, in Mantra 18, Prabhupada writes in the purport, since the omnipotent Lord is situated in everyone's heart, He can give directions to His sincere devotees by which they can attain the right path. Such directions are specially offered to the devotees, even if he desires something else. So even if the devotee has some desire for sense gratification remaining in the heart, but still the Lord, being so merciful, He directs the devotee from his heart and He guides him in such a way so that he can come closer to Him. Prabhupada writes, in case of a devotee, the Lord directs him in such a way that he never acts wrongly. Swapada mulam bhajata priyasya tyaktvana bhavasya hari paresha vikarmayat cha utpatitam kathanchit dhunoti sarvam ridhi sannivishta. So in this verse of 11th canto, 5th chapter, Krishna is telling, Swapada mulam bhajata. He is worshipping the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, the devotee, and he has given up all type of sense gratificatory activities. But sometimes, because of his attachment to sense gratification, vikarmayat cha utpatitam kachanchit, sometimes he falls down from the path of bhakti, but very soon Krishna purifies him from within his heart. Dhunoti sarvam ridhi sannivishta. So that is the faith Krishna is giving again and again in this Uddhava Gita. And in the battle against anarthas, you know, our Chaitanya Charanprabhu says that there are four levels which a devotee goes through. After he comes and starts practicing bhakti, so there are four stages a devotee goes through. First is when he is just beginner in Krishna consciousness and he has just started practicing bhakti. When the anarthas, they haunt him, he is troubled by his conditionings, he suffers helpless defeat, you know. Although he wants to struggle, but still he is so weak that helplessly he gets defeated. You know, as we see in the pastime of Ajamil, he just saw one scene and Bhagavatam describes, although he tried to do some remembrance of whatever he had heard, stambayan atmanatmanam yatha sattvam yatha shrutam nashashaka samadhatum mano madan vepitam. He saw that scene where a prostitute was being embraced by a shudra. He tried to think of whatever he had heard, whatever he had read in the scriptures, but still he could not control his mind. Na shashaka samadhatum. Why? Mano madan vepitam. Because his mind was, you know, afflicted with the bows of arrow of Cupid. You know. And then what did he do? He gave up all type of sense gratification, all type of religious activities, and he engaged in all types of sinful activities after getting married to that prostitute. So sometimes devotee, person outsider, he thinks that all of you are saying this place is a place of misery, dukkha layam ashashvatam, but is there no happiness in this material world? So the fact is, there is enough happiness in this world so that we may forget that this place is a place of misery. So Maya Devi is such a cunning person that she will never make us hopelessly frustrated. You know? So she will always make a person hopefully frustrated. You know? So a living entity suffers, but still the hope for enjoyment is not gone. He always thinks, sometime in the future I will get sense gratification. I am suffering because I am not getting sufficient, proper, right means of sense gratification. My way of approaching for sense gratification is not so good. And he always thinks, I will enjoy in future. So, but the problem is, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we should know that we have to take exception from the hope of exception. You know, As Chaitanya Charitamrita says this, we have to take the exception from our hope of exception. Living entity thinks that I will be accepted from this misery, but we have to be accepted from this exception, you know. And when we come to the process, then Purnamrita Swadhanam, then bhakti is full of nectar. For a sadhaka, as he goes from the path of bhakti, from the stage of Shraddha to Prem, initially it is like a poison, you know, as Bhagavad Gita also says, Yattad Agre Visham Iva, you know. But as he progresses in Krishna consciousness, slowly he also experiences the nectar of Krishna Katha, Krishna Prem. So this is the first stage, helpless defeat. Then after practicing bhakti for few years, the sadhaka comes to the second stage, which is represented by this verse very nicely by Krishna. That is, he is struggling, but he gets defeated. He is not helplessly defeated, he struggles, he tries to remember Krishna when he is, you know, troubled by his anarthas, by his conditionings, he struggles. But because of his conditionings, he cannot succeed, he gets defeated. So the attitude of a devotee is described by Krishna in this verse, as Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction. Advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. So important thing is, the devotee never gives up hope. He may be troubled by anarthas, he may fall down, but still he does not give up hope. He does not give up practice of bhakti. Bhuma uskhalit madanam, bhuma vevavalambanam, toi jata paradhanam, tameva sharanam prabho. So it is described that just like a small child, he falls down on the ground, he takes the shelter of the same ground to get up and continue walking. Similarly, even if a devotee falls down, he may commit offenses against the chanting of the holy names, but still he does not give up bhakti. He continues practicing bhakti and he traverses the path of bhakti with all faith. And in the battle of anarthas, we may think, ye kab tak chalega, you know, till when I have to struggle, you know. So Krishna very graphically tells in Bhagavad Gita, till when we have to tolerate this. First of all, we have to tolerate, then till when we have to tolerate, prak sharira vimokshanath, till the time we have this material body, we have to keep on struggling. So this is very sobering, that there is no time when we will be freed from this struggle, you know. So one time, Subhag Maharaj was asking Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, will there a time when I'll be free from this lust? Prabhupada said no. So he thought maybe Prabhupada didn't hear me properly. So he asked again, Prabhupada, I'm just asking, by the practice of bhakti, after few years or any time, will I be free from this lust? Prabhupada said no. So he became very discouraged. Again, after 6 months, he thought maybe that time Prabhupada was not in a right mood. So he thought maybe I'll ask again. So again he asked Prabhupada, will there be a time when I'll be freed from this lust by practice of our Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada paused. He closed his eyes and he said, Govinda Icha. You know. So if Krishna willing, we will be freed from this anarthas also. So this is sobering, that we have to tolerate till the last breath. And this is hope giving also. That if we practice bhakti, then the struggle becomes manageable, you know. Struggle will be there. It is just like a firefighter when he joins on the first day firefighting and he is sent to extinguish a fire. So first day when he sees a blazing fire, he becomes discouraged, he becomes fearful. And then after practicing for years and years, after 20 years of practice, when he is sent for extinguishing a fire, the fire remains the same. But he is not so much fearful because he has learned the art of extinguishing the fire. So the struggle becomes manageable when we keep on practicing bhakti with all our faith. You know, so Prabhupada writes in one purport, the devotee becomes fully enlightened by virtue of his devotional service, and thus he comes to know the path of the Lord and the way to attain him. As all doubts diminish, he becomes a pure devotee. You know. So even if the devotee falls down, he does not fall down like a materialist or even like a impersonalist. So 10th canto, Shukdev Goswami is describing, after describing this verse, that impersonalists, although they rise up to the level of Brahman, they still fall down. But devotees, they do not fall down like that. Tathanate madhava tavaka kuchit bhrashyanti marga tvaipadda saurida tvayabhigupta vicharena nirbhaya vinayikani kapamurdhasu prabho. So Shukdev Goswami is telling, tathanate, the devotees madhava tavaka, the devotees of Lord Madhava, they may bhrashyanti marga, they may get deviated from the path of bhakti, but they do not fall down like impersonalists. Because toi baddha saurida, they are attached to your lotus feet. Therefore, they fearlessly traverse the path of death. Vinayikani kapamurdhasu prabho, they step on the head of the death and they attain the highest destination. So, Prabhupada writes a very hope-giving purport. He says, the devotees generally do not fall down. But if circumstantially they do, the Lord, because of their strong attachment to Him, gives them protection in all circumstances. You know. And then he quotes this famous verse, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. And he describes, cites various examples in Bhagavatam, Chitraketu Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, Indradyumna Maharaj. They got deviated, it seems that they fell down from their path of Krishna consciousness. But it was a circumstantial fall down. And they very soon became established in their process of bhakti very, very quickly. Chitraketu Maharaj, he became Vritrasur. But even in the body of Vritrasur, he was a pure devotee. And he is offering such beautiful prayers. And Gajendra, Indradyumna Maharaj, he became Gajendra. But even in the body of Gajendra, prak sharir vimoksha, prak janma anusikshitam, whatever he had heard in his past life, he remembered because of the mercy of the Lord. He offered so very beautiful prayers. And even Bharat Maharaj, even after 2 lifetimes, he got delivered. So that's how, again and again in Bhagavatam, in first canto again, Narad Muni is telling to Vyasadev, Navaya jano jatu kathanchana vrajen mukund sevi anyavad ang samsritim smaran mukunda angri upaguhanam puna vihatum ichchena narasagrahojana. So he's saying navaya jano jatu, there will never be a time that a devotee will be able to give up his remembrance of service to the Lord. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that remembering from previous practice alone the mental embrace of Lord's lotus feet, he has no desire to give that up. So upaguhana means because he has experienced the embrace of Lord. You know, by his practice of bhakti, by his association of devotees, he has experienced the embrace of the Lord. And he says that the verse does not say remembering his lotus feet, but rather remembering the embrace of his lotus feet. So the devotee does not forget the embrace of the lotus feet of the Lord any time. So this upaguhanam and punaha. So these two words, they are very, very important. He again and again remembers the embrace of the Lord. And he may give up the worship of the Lord even once, twice or thrice because of his poor determination, but still he cannot give up bhakti. You know, he will again come back to the lotus feet of the Lord. He repents sincerely. Oh, what I have done, what have I foolishly done, let that be. I will not again abandon worship of Lord. He again begins worshipping the Lord. You know, and vihatum ichchen na. You know. So the verse says, does not desire to give up, instead of does not give up. So even the desire for giving up the lotus feet of the Lord does not come in the heart of a devotee because of his previous attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord, previous practice of bhakti. he does not even desire to give that up. You know, and he says, rasagraho jana means, the devotee is haunted by the ghost of rasa, you know. Just like a person haunted by ghost, he is forced to do those things which the ghost wants him to do. Similarly, a devotee is haunted by the ghost of rasa, rasagraho jana, and he cannot give up bhakti, you know. So that is the stage of struggle and defeat. Then after practicing some time, he goes through the stage of, from this stage to the next stage where he struggles and he becomes successful. So we see in Ramayana the famous story of Vishwamitra. Although he fell down many times, first Menaka came and he got entangled with her, then again Rambha came and then he became angry on Rambha, and then again he lost all his credits, but he did not give up. He continued practicing bhakti, he continued practicing devotional service, and he attained the highest destination of Brahma Rishi, where he was engaged in loving service of the Lord. That is the stage of struggle and success. And the last is effortless success. That is the stage of a pure devotion we see in the life of Haridas Thakur. Even he was, you know, tested by Maya Devi herself. The one person he sent, this prostitute, in the middle of the night, she came 3 days. Haridas Thakur, he was not disturbed. Effortless success. On the contrary, this prostitute got transformed. So after practice of Krishna consciousness, we go through these second and third stages. Most of the devotees, they are experiencing this second stage, or they have come to the third stage. You know. So the difference between austerity and higher taste is, when we say no to sense gratification grudgingly, that is austerity. You know. Mind wants it, but still because we have heard, we say no. Higher taste means we say no to sense gratification happily. So how to go from this third stage to the fourth stage? By applying whatever we have heard. You know, whatever we have heard in scriptures, whatever we have heard in association of devotees, when we apply in our life, then Krishna's help will come. Krishna's grace will come when we show our endeavor. You know. And as long as we are nourishing in our Krishna consciousness, we will also grow in our bhakti. You know. So we should never give up hope, because we should have hope in the merciful nature of the Lord. You know, Krishna is so very merciful. He is called, Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. He is the ocean of mercy. You know, in the pastime of Govardhan Leela, when all the Brajavasis, they are going to Krishna, and they are praying to Krishna, Oh Krishna, please protect us. You only suggested us to do this worship of Govardhan. Now just see what Indra is doing. Now please protect us. So Krishna is thinking, Tasman mat sharanam goshtam mannatam mat parigraham gopaya swatma yogena soayamme vratahita. Tasman mat sharanam. These Brajavasis, they have taken my shelter. Mannatam, they have considered me to be their master. Mat parigraham, they are my family. Therefore, gopaya swatma yogena, I will protect them by my own mystic potency. Why? Soayamme vratahita. I have taken a vow to protect my devotees. So Krishna has taken a vow to protect his devotees. So why we should be hopeless, you know. Even in the case of Ambarish Maharaj, when Durvasa Muni goes up to Lord Vishnu, so Lord Vishnu is telling, nothing is in my control. You know, you have offended a devotee, you know. And whoever offends my devotee, I can do anything to protect them, because he says, Ye daragar putrapta pranan vittam imam param hitva mam sharanam yatha katham tvam taktum utsahe. These devotees, they have given up everything for me. Daragar, they have given up their wife, family, children, all their property, everything they have given up. Pranan vittam, they have given up their life also. They are ready to give up their life to serve me. Hitva mam sharanam yata. After giving up everything, they have come to me. Katham tvam taktum. How can I give them up? You know. So interesting thing is, Ambarish Maharaj is a king. He has not given up everything. He has everything. Wife, family, children, wealth. So why Krishna is saying, why Lord Vishnu is saying, Hitva mam sharanam? They have given up everything. So important thing is the consciousness. You know, this akinchana is not just in the material sense that we don't have any wealth. It is depending on our consciousness, whether we have detached consciousness or not. You know, Kaviraj Goswami describes in Chaitanya Charitamrit, Krishna kahe ama bhaje mage vishay sukh, amrit chhadi vish mage, ehi bada murkh. Krishna is saying, this devotee is worshipping me, and what is asking? Vishay sukh, amrit chhadi vish mage. He is giving up nectar and he is asking for poison. Ehi bada murkh. He is a fool. But don't worry, he is fool, I am not fool. Ami vigyai murkh vishay ke na diva, swacharna mriddhya vishay bhulaiva. I am intelligent, I will not give him sense gratification. Swacharnamrit diya vishay bhulaiva. I will give him swacharnamrit, taste of my devotion service. And he will forget all sense gratification. You know. So again and again Krishna is giving assurance that he will protect devotees. Do not fear. You know, ananya chintayanto mam. He provides whatever devotee lacks. He protects whatever devotee has. You know. So that's how bhakti is so pure, Prabhupada writes, you know, in Nectar of Instruction, that bhakti is so pure and perfect that one is forcibly dragged to success, you know. After having begun this process of bhakti, we cannot turn back. Krishna will not allow us to turn back because he will give us the taste, you know. The taste for bhakti is so strong that we cannot give up practicing, you know. And Krishna is so merciful if he can deliver putana, you know. Putana lok balagni rakshashi rudhirasana jigham sayapi hariye stanam dattvap sadgatim. She came to kill Krishna. Lok balagni, she was killer of the children, small children. Rakshashi rudhirasana. She would drink blood only. Jigham sayapi hariye. She came to kill Krishna, but still Krishna gave highest position of dhatri. You know, yatu dhanyapi swasvargam. Avap janani gatim Krishna bhukta stanak shira kimugavana matra. If Putana got the position of dhatri, so what to speak of these Brajavasis who have given up everything for Krishna? Brahmaji is also getting bewildered. He is praying to Krishna, Sadvesha diva Putana api sakula stvameva devapita. You delivered Putana along with her entire family. Agasur got delivered, Bakasur got delivered, you know. So what to speak of these Brajavasis who have given up everything? Yad dham arth surit priya atma tanaya pranashaya stotkrite. They have given up everything for you. What to speak of them? You know. So what will be their destination? So Krishna is so very merciful. He is ready to give everything if you just take few steps towards him. You know. So in the Mahabharata, when Krishna is in the Swayamvar, Draupadi Swayamvar with all the Pandavas, everybody is there. So Krishna has not met the Pandavas yet. And Krishna is telling to Balram, he is introducing Balram, all the Pandavas. Because Krishna knew all these Pandavas are there. So he is telling Balram, this is Yudhishthira, this is Arjuna, this is Bhima. So that is the hope for us. You know, Krishna never forgets his devotees. He is telling Balramji, all these are my devotees, you know, and I have protected them and I will keep on protecting them. That is the hope for us. He always remembers us. We may forget Krishna, but Krishna will not forget us. Swanam paksha poshanam, you know. Krishna is famous for being a partial god, you know. He is favorable and partial to his devotees. Swanam, those who are of his party, apne party ka hai. Iska hum alag se dhyan rakhenge, you know. Swanam paksha poshanam. Lord Ram was doing all endeavors to rescue Mother Sita. So that is the hope. You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrit, Kaviraj Goswami tells, Sanatan Goswami is telling, Haridas Thakur is telling to Sanatan Goswami, you know. He says, Maharaura haite kailat tumara udhar ki kripara samudra Krishna gambhira apar. Krishna has delivered you from Maharaura. Krishna is gambhira apar, Prabhupada writes in the purport. Lord is working very gravely to protect his devotees. That is our hope, you know. If we are sincere in our service to Krishna, Krishna is there to help us. But somebody may say, okay, Krishna also puts conditionings, also has, you know, some terms and conditions applied. Sarva dharman parityajya, don't only I will forgive you, only protective, but Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is even more merciful, you know. Chaitanya avatare vahe premamrita vanya, sabajiva preme bhase prithvi hoila dhanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he has come, he has given this Krishna, the nectar of Krishna prem to everyone, you know. Yevanyaya jena bhase seiji vachar koti janme kabhutar nahika nistar. And if somebody does not take the advantage of this, he cannot get delivered even in millions of lifetimes. You know. So the famous incident of example of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is merciful is shown in the story of deliverance of Jagaya and Madhaya. You know, Hena Prema Shri Chaitanya Dila Yatha Tatha Jagaya Madhaya Paryantanyarka Katha. Even Jagaya Madhaya got delivered. So Vrindavan Das Thakur describes in great detail what is happening after Jagaya Madhaya gets delivered. So all the devatas, they would regularly come to the home of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they would see all the pastimes which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do, and then in the evening they would go back discussing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So after this Jagaya and Madhaya, they are delivered. They are contemplating the merciful nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are saying, Eimat karunya ache Chaitanya ra ghare. They are saying that this is merciful nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eimat karunya ache Chaitanya ra ghare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he delivered even Jagai and Madhai. You know, and that is the hope for us. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he shows mercy to Jagaya Madhaya, then we are not so fallen like Jagaya Madhaya. At least we think like that. They are saying, Aji bada chitte prabhu karina bharosa, avashya paibe par dharilam asha. So he is saying, all the devatas, they are thinking, Aji bada chitte prabhu, you know, dilena bharosa. Today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us hope, you know. Avashya paibe par dharilam asha. Today I have got hope. We have got hope that we will also get delivered because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has delivered this Jagaya and Madhaya. In this way they are talking, you know, as they are going back. So Yamaraj is also there with all his associates. Chitragupta is there and all. Chitragupta has 14 other associates. So all of them are engaged in writing the accounts of all the living entities, whatever sinful activities, pious activities a person do. So, on the way back to Yampuri, Yamaraj is asking to Chitragupta, Are Baba, whatever, what all these people have done, this Jagaya Madhaya, please tell me. Inka account kitna bada hai, thoda bataiye humko. You know, how many sins they have committed and what was the remedy for those sins? So, Chitragupta says, Chitragupta bole shuna dharma Yamaraj, ei vifala parishram araki bakaj. What is the use of this futile endeavor? You know. He says, you know, lakshayek kayasth yadi ek maas vadi, tathapi paitayanta shigra nahi vadi. He says, if 1 lakh people are continuously writing for 1 month the sinful activities of Jagaya and Madhaya, it will not be sufficient to write everything. And they say, tume yadi shun laksh kariya shravan, tathapi shunibar tumi se bhajan. And if you hear with 1 lakh ears, but still you will not be able to hear the accounts of Jagaya and Madhaya, you know. And they say, Chitragupta says, you know, all your servants, they are writing about the sinful activities of Jagaya and Madhaya. And sometimes they become so engrossed in writing that they keep on talking about these sins. And they give up writing. Matlab baat karte rehte, isne ye paap kiya, ye paap kiya. So then I have to chastise them many times that you please continue writing. So they say, why are you beating us, you know. So Chitragupta says, you know, if you don't write, in future if somebody asks, we should have some evidence to show them this is the record of this Jagaya and Madhaya. But you know now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given mercy to this Jagaya and Madhaya and they are purified. So please give us permission that we immerse all these mountains of accounts in river. Sab Ganga mein dal dete hum log. So when Yamaraj, he hears this, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he goes into ecstasy. Yamaraj is a Mahajan. So he goes into ecstasy, hearing the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Kabhu nahi dekhi yam yai mat mahima, pataki uddhar yate tarasima, kabhu nahi dekhiyam, Yamaraj had never seen ei mat mahima, such glory, such glorious deliverance of anyone, pataki uddhar. Yamaraj, being the, you know, accountant and overseer of all the sinful activities, he knew, he knows whatever activities one does. But Yamaraj had never seen any person who was so sinful. Pataki uddhar, and if Jagai and Madhai got delivered, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nobody can be more merciful than him, you know. And he became so ecstatic, he started dancing. He started dancing like a madman, Yamaraj, you know. And he becomes so ecstatic, then he falls down unconscious, dancing. He falls unconscious on his chariot. Padila murchit haiya rathera upare, kathao nahika dhatu sakala sharire. He falls down unconscious on his chariot. There are no signs of life in his body. So this is all is happening when the demigods, they are going from Navadvip back to their places, abode. So Yamaraj, he falls down. Chitragupta becomes bewildered. And all the associates of Lord, this Yamaraj, they become astonished. What has happened to Yamaraj? So the chariot stops, you know. So when the chariot stops, all the other devatas, they are still talking about the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know. They are saying, keha keha na janae chaitanya ananda kirtan karunya dekhiya keha karay krandan. Some of the devatas, they have never seen such type of mercy. They have never seen such type of kirtan. And karunya dekhiya keha karay krandan. Some of the devatas, they are crying seeing the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, as Sarvam Bhattacharya says, as this Prataprudra Maharaj says, you know, aiche prema, aiche nritya, aiche haridhvani, kaha nahi dekhiyar, kaha nahi shuni. I have never seen such prema, such nritya, such glories, such glorious kirtan of the holy names, I have never seen. Sarvam Bhattacharya says, you know, he says, Bhattacharya kehe yei madhura vachan, chaitanyera srishtiyei prema sankirtan. This prema sankirtan is a srishti of Lord Chaitanya. So all the devatas, they are dancing, some are crying, some are, you know, glorifying the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but suddenly they see that Yamaraj has fallen unconscious. So everybody comes near the chariot of Yamaraj, and then they understand. Chitragupta tells them all this. I told Yamaraj about Jagai and Madai, and he started dancing, and then he fell down unconscious. So then they understood, oh, he has become unconscious because of his ecstasy. So they say, Krishna Vesha Aji Jani Hena Panchanan Karna Mule Sabe Mili Karaye Kirtan. So they understood, Krishna Vesha, Yamaraj is in ecstasy of Krishna Prem. So what does they do? Karna Mule Sabe Mili Karaye Kirtan. Everybody comes together and starts Kirtan in the, loud Kirtan in the ear of Yamaraj. And as Yamaraj, he hears this, he again gets up, he again starts dancing like an intoxicated madman. Uthila Paramananda Deva Sankirtan, Krishna Premaveshe Nache Suryara Nandan, you know. All the devatas, they are doing Sankirtan, Deva Sankirtan. So, this Yamaraj, he got up, Suryara Nandan. Yamaraj is the son of Surya Dev. He gets up and he starts dancing. So this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know. He is Patit Pavan. And humility attracts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know. One time, Shrutakirti Prabhu, he tells that he was with Prabhupada and he served Prabhupada oranges. And Prabhupada, after he ate, there was few, the peels and the seed of oranges left. So he brought them and he put it in a, he was serving in DT kitchen. So he had put everything in the DT kitchen dustbin. So Prabhupada came. And he saw that somebody has put this, you know, eaten mangoes, eaten oranges in the dustbin. So he started chastising Shrutakirti Prabhu. You are like a malecha, you don't know, shuchi muchi, you are putting eaten oranges here in the dustbin. And this is a place where deities, all the bhoga for the deities are made. Do they do, all the people do like this only here? So you all are like malecha, yavana. So Shrutakirti Prabhu tells that whenever Prabhupada would chastise me, I would never reply back, you know. So Prabhupada, he kept on for 5 minutes. And then he said, there is no fun arguing with you, you never fight back, you know. Because if somebody argues back, there is fun, you know. So Shruti Kirti Prabhu said, you know, better to be humble. If you choose a humble position, then Prabhupada will not chastise you more, you know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also likes people who are humble, you know. When Rupa Sanatan, they come in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they express their fallen condition. Nich jati, nich sevi, kari nich kaj. Tomar agrete Prabhu kahite vasilaj. Nich jati, we are from a low born family. Nich sevi, kari nich kaj. We are serving malechas. We are doing all abominable work. We are feeling so, you know, we are feeling so ashamed just coming in front of you, you know. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he hears all the, you know, humble plea of Rupa and Sanatan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Shuni Mahaprabhu bole shun dabir khas, tumi dui bhai mor puratana das. Oh, dabir khas, you, dabir khas and Sakar Malik, you both are my puratana das, you know. Aji haite tumar naam Rupa Sanatan, dainya chhad dainya tumar phate mor man. You know, the famous verse. So first instruction Mahaprabhu gives to Rupa Sanatan is give up your humility, you know. So humility is what attracts Mahaprabhu's heart. Then Mahaprabhu reveals why he came here. Why he came to show mercy to Rupa and Sanatan. This is very instructive. He says, Dainya patri likhi more paathale bar bar, sei patri dwara iha janiha vyavahar. You have written me your letters, humble letters again and again. Dainya patri likhi. And because of that, sei patri dwara, because of that letter, those letters, I could see your behavior, you know. And therefore, gaur nikete asite nahi mora prayajan, toma doha milite mora hiya agaman. I had no work here in, you know, Ramakeli. Just to deliver you two brothers, I have come here. So this is what humility is. Humility attracts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is how we should have faith in the mercy of Krishna, in the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many times even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may reject, but devotees are even more merciful. We should have faith in the devotees of Lord. In the case of Kal Krishnadas, after Kal Krishnadas, he got attracted by Bhattari women, and Mahaprabhu ran behind him and he saved him, rescued him. When they came back to Navadvip, Mahaprabhu says, I don't want to see his face, you know. Just take him out. Etashuni Krishnadas kandite lagila, madhyan karite Mahaprabhu chali gila. Mahaprabhu went to do his madhyan. Krishnadas started crying. Abhi kya hoga mera? If my Lord has left me, what is the hope for me? Hope was the devotees. Nityananda, Jagadananda, Mukunda, Damodar, Charijane, Yukti, Tabe, Kailantar. So Nityanand Prabhu, Jagdananda Pandit, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Mukunda Sarkar, everybody, they started thinking, Abhi, how to engage him in service, how to deliver him. So they find some means. They sent Krishnadas to, Kal Krishnadas to Jagannath Navadvip to serve Shachi Mata. So this is how we have to be having that faith in the mercy of devotees. In the story of, in 10th canto, Krishna killed many demons, you know. Whoever came, Kutana was killed, you know, Trinavarta was killed, Aghasur, Shakatasur, Bakasur, everybody was killed. Even before they did something to anyone, the maximum damage was done by Kaliya. Everybody, all the Gopas, they died because of drinking the poisoned water. But Krishna, he did not kill Kaliya. Why? Because the devotee, wife of Kaliya, wives of Kaliya were devotees, you know, contact the devotees ka, you know. So if we have some devotees who love us, who have faith in us, then we have that hope, you know. Even in the case of Amogha. Amogha was so sinful person, he would enjoy criticizing devotees. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was invited by Sarvam Bhattacharya, Amogha, he came and he started blaspheming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as a result, he got cholera and he was dying because of severe pain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Amogha and he said, Oh Amogha, why are you wasting your life? He put his feet on the chest of Amogha, he delivered Amogha. Sarabhaum, when he came to know Sarvam Bhattacharya, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Oh Mahaprabhu, why have you delivered him? this sinful person. It was fit for him to suffer in this way. Mahaprabhu says, Sarabhama grihe das dasiye kukur seham ora priya anya jan rahudur. You know, even a dog and a servant in the house of Sarabham is dear to me. What to speak of anyone else? You know. So that is the hope for us. If we become dear to some devotees, then we should have that hope. You know. And the highest epitome of hope is shown by Brajavasis. Even if Krishna went, today is return of Rath Yatra. You know. So even when Krishna went and he had given one promise, I will return. You know. So this was the one promise which was keeping them alive. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, he is telling, and Kaviraj Goswami, is telling the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radharani is telling to Krishna in the Kurukshetra, he says, Vrindavan Govardhan Jamuna Pulenvan Sekunje Rasadik Leela Brajjaner Brajjan Mata Pita Bandhugan Badachitra Kemane Pasarila. Are you have forgotten? You have forgot about Vrindavan? Where you have spent so many years. Okay, if you forgot Vrindavan, how can you forget Govardhan? Where you did so many pastimes. Even if you forget Govardhan, Yamuna, Pulinvan, how can you forget Yamuna and all the forests of Vrindavan? Sei Kunja Rasadik Lila, where you have done so many pastimes. Even if you forget all those, how can you forget Brajajan? Brajajaner Brajajan. You forgot Brajavasis also. Even if you forgot Brajavasis, how can you forget Mata, Pita, Bandhugan? How can you forget your father and mother? You know. Then he's saying, Nagani apanar dukh dekhi Brajeshwari mukh Brajajaner hriday bidare. Kiba mar Brajavasi, kiba jiyao Brajayasi, kene jiyao dukh sahibare. You know. I am not telling about my dukha. I am just talking about the dukha which Yashoda Ma is undergoing. You know, all the Brajavasis, they become sad seeing the face of Yashoda Mai full of tears. Either you kill all the Brajavasis or you come back. Why are you keeping us alive just to bear this pain of separation, you know? But still they had hope, you know. So our hope is mercy of Krishna, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy of devotees. And if we are in this mood, then for sure we will also get delivered. So thank you very much. We'll stop here. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya, Granthāśrama Bhāgavatam ki jaya.